Still without him on the season. That's a big loss for Coach Jacob Lang, yeah. But still 6 foot across the board. But Chase County definitely with the size advantage tonight. Tegan, your keys for tonight's matchup.
Well, for Chase County, use your size to your advantage. Penetrate down low. Don't take any risky shots. Dominate the paint. If you're Northern Heights, speed up Chase County. Make them a little nervous to try and get inside. Force them to take the long shots.
Opening tipped one by Pax Vogel over Colvin Ryberg. Chase County with their first look at it. It's going to have a drive along the left baseline by Cooper Schroer. Leaves it short against the rim. Rebound into the hands of Northern Heights. They'll go up against the man-to-man defense. Hamlin over to the right side to Smart up top to Seth Becker. And they're going to have an illegal screen coming across. Trying to set the pick was Connor Arb. And that'll be his first, team's first. Turnover on the opening possession for Northern Heights.
And Coach Lang already trying to correct a few things here. Only 20 seconds into the ball game, telling his guys, get in position, be where you need to be. And that was just a case of being out of position.
Rowe has it in the front court. Lob inside to Vogel. He'll turn and face at that elbow. Now kick it in the left side to Cothers. Now up top, Vogel. Vogel got a ball screen against Aiden Iman. Now at the elbow. Now back up top, Cothers. Bounce pass in the corner to Cooper Schroer. Nice pick and roll to Aiden Iman off the window and good. Chase County strikes first. They lead thanks 2-0 in the first 50 seconds of play.
And that's where they want to live, is right down there in that post position. Great feed down low, way to penetrate and just kind of open up your options.
Cooper Hamlin has it going along the perimeter, drags his pivot foot. It'll be another turnover going back to Chase County. Back-to-back turnovers on the first two possessions for Northern Heights. Chase County with a 2-0 lead. 1 minute gone by here in the first quarter. Dom Collar's at the point. We'll get a ball screen from Aiden Hyman in the front court. Bounce pass into Eidman down low. Pump fakes, gets a shot blocked from behind. Readjust, and Eidman now with 4 points as he converts from the right block off the window and through.
Chase County doing a great job of putting a little bit of pressure in the backcourt, but not a lot of it.
Another turnover stolen away by Dominic Cothers. 3-on-1 break for Chase County. Opposite side to Tag Grove. And it's 6-0 Chase County. Jacob Lang will take a 30-second timeout. Trying to slow things down, but 6:27 to play in the first quarter. 6-0 Chase County with the lead. Just heavy ball pressure, creating some transition buckets on the opposite end.
Well, and as I was saying, Chase County was doing a good job of putting one or two men in the backcourt on the inbounds, but they're not pressuring too hard. They're really just letting Northern Heights know, hey, we're here right with you. And that really can speed a team up. Even if you're not swiping at the ball, it seems to be working there for Chase County. I also like that play down on the opposite end off the steal. They don't try and get fancy with it. Nobody tries to make a move. It's really just a simple bang-bang pass play right up the center, and that's what they need to do all night down low, is just make those smart passes, continue their shots, and follow the ball.
Cade Witt and company for Chase County. All five of the starting five with starting experience. Of course, Eidman did not play last year because of the knee injury, but they are off to a hot start looking to really pressure Osage City and Linden in a really contested Flint Hills League side on the boys' side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hamlin trying to get it in, gets it poked out of bounds by Tag Grove. They'll try it again. Now inbound into Ryberg. Now to Smart. Now back to Hamlin. They'll cross the timeline, trailing things 6-0 here in the first 2 minutes of play in the first quarter. Long three by Ryberg. Will draw iron, but is well short. Rebound to Connor Arb to keep the possession alive. Back to Ryberg, right wing. Left alone now up top to Cooper Hamlin. Hamlin driving with his left of the elbow. Kicks back out to Seth Becker. Becker picks up his dribble at the top of the key. We'll now find Connor Orb. Now right side to Hunter Smart. He'll go left side, Cooper Hamlin. Go to ball screen from Connor Orb. Now right elbow. Now going to the corner to Ryberg. Ryberg defended by Tag Grove. Now at the foul line. Fire up a shot that's deflected by Grove. They're going to say too much hand contact. And Grove will pick up his first, team's first. And going to the line for two foul shots, the 6 foot senior, Colvin Ryberg. 5:48 to play in the first. Chase County out to 6-0 lead. Ryberg, the left-handed shooter, fires up the first foul shot. Falls through to the scores table, looking to come into the game for the first time. Patrick Ninefield, the 5'9 junior.
Northern Heights really on point with their shoe game here tonight. We've got light pink and now mint green.
Second one from Ryberg falls through.
Well, and if you're Northern Heights, you've got to imagine Chase County is going to be overly aggressive defensively, so you've got to make sure you're forcing some of that contact. And when they send you to the line like that, you have to capitalize on those shots. They're doing a good job thus far.
Pax Vogel backing down Hunter Smart. Uncontested shot on the block. Falls through. Lead back out to six for the county. Smart hands it off to Ryberg. Ryberg driving with his left to the left block. Off the window, too strong. Rebound to Eidman. Eidman will look for an outlook pass. We're actually keeping himself before finding Dominic Cawthers. 8-2, Chase County with the advantage. 5:15 to play in the first. Cooper Schroer lob inside to Vogel. Dribbles it off his foot, but Schroer maintains possession. Back to Vogel. Lob inside to Eidman. Nice ball fake. Goes up and under. Gets it deflected. Recovers. Puts it back up, and Aiden Eidman leads all scorers with six, and it's now 10-2 Chase County. Hamlin into the front court, trying to get something going offensively here for Northern Heights. We'll go to Ninefeld. Ninefeld right side to Smart. Smart defended by Eidman. Bounce pass into Ryberg off the window, and
great
good.
Feed.
Nice play there by Northern Heights. They trim the deficit to six. 10-4, 4:35 to play in the first. Cawthers over left side to Tagro. Bounce pass to the elbow to Vogel. He'll turn and face, find Eidman on the right block. He'll get it rejected from behind by Arb and stolen away by Cooper Hamlin. He'll be tied up, brought to the floor on a jump ball. Possession error will stay with Northern Heights. Do have some substitutions upcoming for Chase County. Colin Monahan, the 6'3 junior, and I believe Wyatt Griffin, the freshman, in as well.
That was great by Northern Heights, really pushing the issue there against Chase County, as it seemed like on a few of those first possessions as we get a turnover here at half court.
Tagro with the interception. Bounce pass to the opposite side to Cooper Schroer on a 2-1 breakaway. And Schroer converts, and we have another steal taken away by Tagro on the inbound. He is fouled on the shot. It falls through, and he'll go to line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
And just like that, the lead is up to 10 as Chase County saw the aggressiveness of Northern Heights, and now they're turning up a little bit on both ends of the court.
Foul was against Cooper Hamlin. That's his first. And at the line for one shot is Tagro. Tagro, kind of the energy of this team.
Absolutely.
Off the front of the rim, off the back of the rim, no good, but rebound to Cooper Schroer, trying to find Vogel underneath, and is stolen away by Connor Arb. Nearly travels, but up the court we go with the substitution during that stoppage of time, Logan Schlimmy. Ryberg with it, going behind his back, finding Schlimmy, and we're going to have a hand check against Cooper Schroer, his first, team's second.
I'm a little surprised it took that long for the official to blow his whistle, as it seemed like there might have been four or five hand checks in that one. Again, Chase County really ramping up the intensity on the defensive end. Northern Heights has got to respond.
Inbound into Ninefeld. Picks up his dribble, bounce pass to Smart. Smart going right to left on your radio dial. Now in the Ryberg. Ryberg will fire up a three at the top of the key.
Beautiful.
It falls through. Ryberg is saving grace for Northern Heights. He has all seven of their points as they trail 14-7, 3.5 to play in the first. Lob inside of the post into Colin Monahan. Gets it to fall through against heavy pressure. Too much pressure called by the official.
That's the
go to the line for one more.
My apologies. That's the second and one here for Chase County. Northern Heights, again, I got to say, I'm impressed. They're trying to match that defensive intensity. The only issue is they're getting a little too close for comfort. So if they can just shore that up a little bit, they're going to start to make Chase County a little more nervous underneath that basket.
Fouls against Connor Arbor. He'll go to the bench with two personal fouls. Foul shot off the mark to the right side. Rebound to Ryberg.
Second straight miss on the and one opportunity.
16-7, Chase County's advantage. Right side, Ninefeld. Up top, Hamlin. He'll drive to the elbow, now finding the corner to Ryberg. Ryberg driving with his left. Jumper at the elbow. Short. Rebound to Pax Vogel. Vogel will keep it himself in the front court with a 9-point advantage. Left side, Cooper Schroer. Schroer gets a little bit too fancy. Dribbles it off his leg, and it's stolen away by Logan Schlimmy. Third turnover here in the young game this evening. Nice take there by Logan Schlimmy. And he says, hey, we've been getting some and ones on the opposite side. How about we try and get one ourselves? Schlimmy drives with the left off the window and good.
Now, I mentioned this earlier. If they're going to send you to the line with that over-aggressiveness, you have to capitalize here. Chase County has had two and one opportunities. missed on both. You can't leave points on the floor.
Pax Vogel, Cooper Schroer will get their first rest of the ball game. Dominic Cothers, Aiden Eidman back into the ball game. So it's Cothers, Eidman, Monahan, Groh, and Wyatt Griffin, the 5 and the 4 for Chase County. Foul shot no good by Schlemmy. Rebound to Eidman. Score holds 16-9, 2:40 to play in the first. Lob inside from Wyatt Griffin to Aiden Eidman. Poked back out to Griffin. Up top, Groh. Groh will ball fake, look inside. Now go left wing to Cothers. Bounce pass to the post to Eidman. Left baseline. He'll take the baseline. Go up and under. Leaves it short on the bottom of the basket. And rebound to Northern Heights. We're going the other way.
I like that attack there by Eidman, but I think he knew there was too much pressure. He was hoping for a foul. Instead, just gets nothing there. Next time, I think you need to try and kick that out, reset something down low. But good approach.
Errant shot by Chase Northern Heights. Rebound to Chase County. We're going the other way. Tag row, right corner, up top to Monahan. Lob inside to Eidman. Heavy pressure poked out into the hands of Tag row. 20-footer in the corner is no good. Rebound to Schlemmy up the court. We go to Ryberg. Ryberg breakaway layup is contested and it's missed. Rebound to Dom Cothers. Cothers into the front court now. 16-9, Chase County with the advantage. A buck 40 to play in the opening period. Eidman, right elbow. Up top, Groh. Left side, Cothers. Cothers driving with his left. Gets poked away. Nearly stolen away by Ninefield. He maintains possession to Ryberg. He goes to the floor. Trying to go to Smart. And we're going to have an over and back right in the middle of the court. Pax Vogel, Cooper Schroer back into the ball game for Chase County. Tag Groh. And looks like Wyatt Griffin will sit. I believe that is Gabe Beck, the 6-foot sophomore, into the contest for Jacob Lang and the Wildcats. Five on the floor for Northern Heights. It's Schlemmy, Hamlin, Ryberg, Beck, and Ninefield. 16-9, Chase County with the advantage. Vogel gets it from the right block. Too strong on the block shot. Gets his own board. Puts it another shot up. It's missed. He gets his own rebound once again. It's missed. Rebound to Cooper Schroer, and he is fouled on another opportunity created by the offensive rebound, and that's what Coach Jacob Lang is frustrated with, saying use a box out, and let's try and go the other way.
The only silver lining there for Northern Heights is Chase County is 0 for 2 from the line. Not
make
anymore.
That 1 for 3 as Schroer gets the foul shot to fall through.
The reverse broadcaster's jinx.
17-9 now, a buck 05 to play in the quarter. Schroer at the line for one more. The lefty. Short. Rebound to Beck. 60 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Beck left side to Schlemmy. Schlemmy driving with his right, gets a ball screen from Hamlin now to Ryberg. 15-foot jumper on the right side is off the mark. Rebound to Eidman. Outlet pass finds the hands of Dominic Cothers and we're in the front court. Schroer driving left baseline. Up and under. Off the window and good for Cooper Schroer. He's got 5.
Breaks a streak of 4 straight misses for Chase County.
Leads now 10, 19-9. 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Gabe Beck with it, driving with his right. Into the corner now, baseline. Picks up his dribble. Trying to find Ryberg. He zigs instead of zags, and it goes out of bounds. Another turnover back to the way of Chase County. That's the 7th one here in the opening period. 23 seconds to go here for Chase County. See if they hold for one final shot with a 10-point advantage. Cooper Schroer driving left baseline off the window and good. Schroer's got a team high, 7 points. Leads back into double figures, 21-9. Ryberg with it, 3 seconds. Gets a ball screen up to Hamlin. Hamlin doesn't know what the clock is. Goes to the corner, and the shot does not get off before the buzzer sounds. After 8 minutes of play, Chase County leads Northern Heights 21-9. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by All-Star Rental and U-Haul north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your do-it-yourself projects. By ASC Engineered Solutions ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding, owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities.
Michael Dicker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Chase County with a 12-point advantage, 21-9 as we begin the second quarter. Chase County with possession. Tag Grow in the front quarter on the backs. Paxvogel underneath the Cooper Schroer, trying to get some space on the left baseline. Gets the shot to fall through from 5 feet away. Schroer has a game-high 9 points. Nine field over to Hunter Smart. Now left side, Ryberg. Ryberg goes right side. The Gay Beck. Beck drives into the lane, kicks it back out to Hunter Smart. Down to Ninefield. Into the arms of Seth Becker. Now up top to Ryberg. Man-to-man defense by Chase County. We're going to have a travel by Hunter Smart. Yet another turnover going back
number eight
to Chase County. Chase County's largest lead of the night so far is the 14 we find ourselves at, 23-9. Chase County undefeated at 6-0. Northern Heights looking for their first victory of the season. Schroer underneath the Eidman. Eidman, contested shot, is off the mark, gets his own board, and knocks it down this time from 7 feet away. Eidman with eight. Ryberg up the court. We go to Gabe Beck. He'll cross the timeline. Trailing things by 16. Beck hands it off to Ninefield. Ninefield drives in heavy pressure. Contested shot falls through by Patrick Nainfield. 25-11, Chase County with the advantage. 6:45 to play in the half. Collars driving inside with his right. Bounce pass into the post to Eidman. Contested shot is off the mark. He follows it, gets his own board, but he travels underneath the bucket and it'll go back to Northern Heights.
That'll be the fifth turnover for Chase County, but, man, when you look at the numbers, they're out-rebounding Northern Heights 14-5.
Pressure applied on the inbound. They'll get it into Ryberg. He'll be picked up in a full court man-to-man defense by Tag Rowe. Ryberg crosses the timeline, gets into his half-court set. Dribbling with his left, now going between his legs before finding Hunter Smart on the right wing. Now up top, Gabe Beck. Beck driving in. Right baseline. Drug his pivot foot. And travels.
Turnover number 9 for Northern Heights.
Dominic Collars at the point. His team leading Northern Heights 25-11. 6:10 to play in the half. Cooper Schroer lob inside to Vogel. He'll turn and face. Goes opposite side. Back to Schroer. He is fouled. The ball hangs on the rim before falling away. To go to line for two shots, though. Schroer with a team high 9 points. Looking for double figures at the line for two foul shots. Foul was called against Hunter Smart. That's his first, team's fifth. Schroer, 6 foot senior, gets it to fall through. Just Cooper Hamlin, Connor R. back in the contest.
Just the second make from the free throw line for Chase County tonight. They're 2 of 5.
5 on the floor for Northern Heights. It's Ryberg, Arb, Smart, Hamlin, and Patrick Nineville. Second foul shot falls through for Schroer. 5 on the floor for Chase County. It's their starting five. Collar, Schroer, Eidman, Vogel, and Tag Rowe. Ryberg up top. His team now trailing things by 16. He'll try and fire a long three. It draws the back of the rim. No good. Rebound to Cooper Schroer. Schroer into the front court himself, finding Tag Rowe left side. He'll drive to left block, gets his shot blocked from behind, and we're going the other way. Holden Ryberg with it in the front court, 27-11. Northern Heights trailing Chase County, 5:40 to play in the half. Hunter Smart, uncontested right wing three off the left side of the rim, nearly getting it to fall through. And now rebound to Chase County. Up top, Collars. He'll slow things down. 27-11 the score. Vogel with it, right side. Driving baseline, spin move, fadeaway jumper is short. Rebound to Hunter Smart. Patrick Nineveld with it now in the front court. Up top, Hamlin. Hamlin at the left elbow, now left wing to Smart. Smart dribbling with his right along the perimeter before finding Colton Ryberg. He'll look to drive inside, poked away into the hands of Connor Orb. Now up top to Hunter Smart. Now Hamlin. Hamlin, step back jumper, three on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good. Goes over the top of the backboard. Out of bounds, it'll go back to Chase County. Good look there by Hamlin. Just did not have enough for it to fall through. White Griffin, the freshman, back in the contest. He'll substitute out Dom Collars. 27-11 our score, 4:50 to play in the half. Substitutions also upcoming for Jacob Lang and company. Gabe Beck, Logan Slimmy also into the contest for Northern Heights. White Griffin bringing the ball up the court. Go left side to Cooper Schroer. Schroer driving left. Lob inside to Eidman. Taken away by Connor Orb. Now in the hands of Hamlin. 4.5 to play in the half. That's the sixth turnover for Chase County. Fadeaway jumper from Neinfeld is off the mark. Rebound to Tag Rowe. He'll look to push. Slow things down once they get in the half court. Looking to add to their 27-11 lead. White Griffin now with it. Hands it off to Cooper Schroer. He'll get a ball screen from Pax Vogel. Lob inside to Vogel. Is stolen away, but stolen right back by Vogel. And he's off the glass and good. 18 now is the advantage. Vogel's got four. Gabe Beck into the front court now. Little European pro step off the glass and good.
Great move.
Excellent job there by Gabe Beck. His first points of the night. Earlier in the season on our area game of the week broadcast, that would have been a travel. Good job there by the official to let him have the Euro. Left side, Vogel. Long three in the corner off the back of the rim. No good. White Griffin with the offensive board. He leaves it short on the putback. And this time the rebound collected by Northern Heights' Cooper Hamlin. 29-13, Chase County with the advantage. 3.5 to play in the half. Hamlin, left corner, goes five-hole through the
wrong
legs
sport
of Gabe Beck. Colin Monahan back into the contest. He'll substitute out Aiden Eidman. And Colden Ryberg back in the contest for Northern Heights.
In hockey, that would have been a point, but as you mentioned, five-hole doesn't make much of a difference here in basketball.
Speaking of hockey, I think the mighty Mike Madonos might have a chance this week in fantasy. Right
yeah,
side,
let's
Cooper
not go there.
Schroer looking to add to their 16-point lead. Vogel, left elbow, pump fake, drives the left block. He is fouled on the shot attempt. It's off the mark, but he'll go to the line for two foul shots.
I had a feeling you were going to try and bring that into the conversation tonight.
Hunter Smart back to the scores table. He'll sub in between these free throws. Vogel at the line with 4 points. Foul was against Connor Arb. That's his third here in the first half.
And that's huge if you're Northern Heights.
Had to have him out there to try and keep things interesting here in the first half. Foul shot no good by Vogel. Smart for Arb on the substitution. Remind you guys that the Mitch Butke fundraiser on New Year's Eve, St. Anthony's Parish Hall, 7:30 is the start time until they run out. A good biscuits and gravy feed. Foul shot once again missed by Vogel. Rebound to Northern Heights. 3:12 to play in the half. Right wing three by Gabe Beck. Drawley barely draws the backboard. Rebound to Chase County. Vogel with it. Crossover. Trying to find Schroer. Pass stolen away by Beck. Beck gets it stuck on his left rib, and it's no good. That is a nice, horrifying flashback on that travel as Opie lost the 2017 state championship on a travel just like that. Going to have a timeout taken by Cade Witt. It's a 30-second break. We'll take one with him. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC. Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And Murphy Agra LLC. Serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo.
Closing moments here in the first half. Chase County out to a 29-13 lead over Northern Heights. These are one of three games in our area. Counts Grove taking on Hillsboro and Linden at Axtell. And Axtell has defeated the Linden girls 38-34. White Griffin drive inside, bricks it off the backboard, gets his own board, trying to find Colin Monahan down low, and it's knocked away by Northern Heights. Stay with Chase County. They'll inbound underneath the bucket on the right baseline. Rhoda inbound. Bounce pass into Eidman. Eidman contested shot. Somehow gets to the fall through over the outstretched arms of Colden Ryberg, and we have an over and back. Ooh. Crossing the baseline is Gabe Beck trying to get it in. That'll be another turnover, the 13th for Northern Heights here in the half. 18-point advantage for Chase County. Tag Grow looking to inbound. We're going to have an illegal screen away from the inbound. See who that's called against. It's going to go against Cooper Schroer. That'll be his second, team's fourth. Full court pressure applied now on the inbound. Ryberg gets it into Cooper Hamlin. Long three by Colden Ryberg is missed, but pressure on the box out, or actually on the shot by Tag Groh, is going to award Ryberg three foul shots. Tag Groh second, team's fifth. Cade Witt won an explanation on the previous foul call on the illegal screen. The official that he needs to speak to is underneath the bucket, getting ready to hand it to Ryberg. They did not agree that it should have been on Cooper Schroer. Foul shot does not fall through by Ryberg. Just these old pesky rims here in Allen, Kansas. Just too much give that time.
I mentioned that if they're going to give you the points of that over-aggressiveness, you're going to have to capitalize on them. He finally knocks one down right there, but you can't leave points on the floor, especially when you're trailing 31-14 in the first half.
Hot start for Ryberg. 7 points in the first quarter. That's only his first point in the second quarter now. Trims the deficit to 17. Second one, or the third one, excuse me, falls through for Colden Ryberg. He's got nine. It's 31-15 Chase County, 2:25 to play in the first half. Cothers has it left side up top. Aiden Eidman lob inside to the foul line to Pax Vogel. He'll dribble it out. Lob inside to Monahan, left block up top, or to the left wing to Cothers. Cothers swings it right side to White Griffin. White Griffin driving with his right down the corner to Aiden Eidman. Nice ball fake. Drive inside, kicked it out. Cothers, left wing three in the air. Ooh. Nearly falls through off a bank. Now rebound to Vogel. His fadeaway jumper on the left baseline falls through. Vogel's got six. Lead has been re-extended to 18.
Notable point there is that was the first three-point attempt by Chase County. They've done all their work under the basket up to that point.
Slimmy up top. Gabe Beck. Pump fake, drags his pivot foot. It'll be another turnover back to Chase County. Patrick Neenfeld back in for Northern Heights. 33-15 our score, about 41 to play. Of course, we'll have the Long Bine Auto Plaza halftime show, where we will visit with victorious head coach of Chase County's Amanda Roush. White Griffin with it. Up top, Aiden Eidman. Look inside to Monahan. Monahan turns and faces heavy pressure, and the shot is rejected by Hunter Smart. Now in the hands of Logan Slimmy. Slimmy up top, Hamlin. Uncontested three at the top of the key is off the mark, no good. Rebound to Monahan. They're going to call a foul, I believe, against Hunter Smart. Just a little bit too much body contact against Monahan. And that's going to be the seventh team foul, second on Hunter Smart. So we find ourselves in the bonus. Not the thing Jacob Lang wanted to see with his team trailing things 33-15. Colin Monahan at the line for the front end of a 1-1. In the air from the right hand, off the back of the rim, falls through. It's good. 19-point advantage now. Monahan with 3 points.
4 of 9 from the line is Chase County. Going to try and draw it even almost here. Try and go 5 of 10.
Second one up coming from Monahan. You have a 20-point lead, and it's good.
50% from the free throw line now.
35-15, about 10 to play in the half. Driving on the right side is Neinfeld. His shot rejected by Pax Vogel. Chase County looking to add to their 20-point advantage with 60 seconds to play in the half. Griffin Right side, Eidman. Eidman right side now. The Pax Vogel on the wing will get a ball screen. Step inside, fire up a three. Good,
wow,
nothing
raining.
But net for Pax Vogel. He's got nine, and the lead's 23. Nineveld. Right side, Hamlin. Hamlin left side now in the corner to Ryberg. Up top, Schlimme. Now to Ryberg. Ryberg driving with his left. Picks up his dribble, goes back up top to Schlimme, under 30 to play in the half. Back to Ryberg. Ryberg crossing over, trying to create some separation. Drive with the
great
left.
Move.
Falls through off the window and good. And Chase County's going to have 15 seconds to go as Pax Vogel crosses the timeline.
I think that was an effort to try and draw some contact. He didn't get it, but still a great cut to the basket.
Vogel's pass deflected by Cooper Hamlin. Vogel trying to maintain the possession. He gets it into his hands, but his foot's on the baseline, and it'll be a turnover to Northern Heights.
Turnover number 10 for Chase County.
8.5 seconds to go in the half. Nienfeld with it. Under five now to Hamlin. Hamlin fires up a shot on the left side.
Oh.
Nearly falls through from 23 feet away, but it is no good. So we find ourselves at the half, 38-17. Chase County with the advantage. And we will get into the
drum roll, please.
Long Bite Auto Plaza halftime show. I was trying to find the correct stoppage time on our set, but the Long Bite Auto Plaza halftime show, look for a halftime interview with head coach Amanda Roush of the girls' side.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all of your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Van Gundy Farms, your area Hogemeyer seed dealer serving the greater Lyon County area, proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by All-Star Rental and U-Haul, north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your do-it-yourself projects. By ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
It's time now.